Okay. Oh, all right. So today's Wednesday, May 6th, and it's 3:04. We have a quorum, and I'd like to bring the ESAC Waste Diversion Collections and Education meeting to order. Roll call, Margo Garcia,
Here.
Fred Ariza,
Here.
Trevor Ledbetter,
Here.
Doug Jennings,
Here.
and Chris Yarder here. I don't have a chairperson's report. I see Pat showed up. Maybe.
I did. Hello, everybody. Hey, Pat.
Hi. Hi,
How's everyone
Pat.
doing?
Hello,
There's
Pat.
Fred, the movie star. I see Fred. He's the movie star right now.
Oh, did you see that
What?
thing? Yeah, I was on food recycling for Channel 9, a story, that story they're doing.
Oh,
Yeah.
good.
I
Nice.
know I don't that you're gonna get to that probably in a little bit. So it's a great story. Great, great story. So you
Okay.
wanted a kind of a director's update?
Yeah, that's what it says. Or item three, deputy director's report.
So we've submitted all our communications with the mayor and council. They have all the information. We'll be going to the public hearing on Tuesday. So next Tuesday, the 9th, at the 5:30 mayor and council meeting. They'll be with Tucson Water, Parks and Recs. All the fees and rates will be going up for public hearing. And then hopefully we'll have the mayor and council vote at that time as to whether we're going to proceed or if there's any more notification or outsourcing that we need to do.
All right.
So the rates that actually that just to share that with you that we proposed has not changed from the original that we presented to you from the NewGen study that was done. All those rates have stayed the same. The only thing that changed was the city manager did request that instead of the $3 and I think it was like 40, 43, 48 cents for the clean city fee was brought down to a $3 even across the board, which is okay. I mean, we'll still take the $3. That'll help with the clean city. And everyone knows those five areas that we're going to be doing for cleanup, you know, with the graffiti abatement, homeless camp cleanups, neighborhood cleanups, team up to clean up, and graffiti abatement. So all those programs will be now funded through that. One thing that we're going to be looking at on that funding is that with the $3 that one, we're going to need to hire, because one thing that we really have, you know, to help educate the public is the $3 is so that we can continue to focus in on our primary service that we need to do on core services for Brush and Bulky. So Brush and Bulky is actually providing services and doing a lot of these other things. So what we need to do is reel those three crews back in, focus in on Brush and Bulky so we can maintain that program. And then these $3 will allow us to either one, hire more crews, which we need three crews to be able to continue to do that work, or two, we are working right now on an RFP to have a couple of contractors on in queue so that if we get a work order that work needs to be done and we don't have the staffing, we can contract that work out right away and get it done. So we'll be putting our, we're preparing it right now. We're in the middle of that. I'll be happy to share that with you too, what that draft is going to look like as far as the scope of work that we're going to be doing for what we're going to need to get hopefully one or two or possibly three vendors on the hook so that we can they can provide those services for us because there's going to be a lot going into it. It's not a matter of just hiring, you know, like a landscaper. You know, they're going to have to be able to go into homeless camp cleanups. You know, so blend board pathogen and all the PE equipment and skid steers. So when you think about it, there's a lot that goes into it to just saying, hey, let's go clean up this homeless camp cleanup. But we've been meeting with all mayor council and everyone seems to be pretty receptive to our rates and the fee structures that we're doing. Haven't got anything back on a negative sense saying that, that you know, it's going to get shut down, although We're not going to count our chickens before they hatch, because I've seen these happen too. As Brittany says, I'm scarred for life because it's happened to me back in, I think, 2018 when Quigley left. I was like, got left trying to put through an increase that didn't go very well. So Brittany says I'm scarred for life on that one. So, but I just never know what's going to happen when it comes to Americans. So that's what's going on with that as far as the fees and the rates. We also made a lot of changes to Chapter 15. I don't know, Brittany, if you want to share that as well. I know you put something in the link, but we've been, gosh, I want to say it's been a good 15 years since we really had an
Years.
opportunity to update all our Chapter 15 fees. And our Chapter 15 fees that you guys want to take a look at is there's a lot of things that go on at the landfill that, carcass fees and the greenways fees and all these kind of things that we actually wanted to now increase and bring them up where they should be. We just haven't done it because we kind of focus in on one or two rates. That's kind of, we want to make sure all those rates are put in place, along with a lot of the residential, like special handling fees, extra pickups. There's a lot of rates that we want to put in there that, like I said, we haven't done in 15 years that we need to increase. I'm getting some feedback from Frank. Are you not muted? So that's kind of what where we're at as far as going with the rates and the fees. I'll open that up, see if you all have any questions on that.
I'm pulling up Pat just to
Chapter 15.
yeah, sorry. But I can share it too. I'll actually send it in the link. Oh, okay, good. It was the backup documents for the
Mayor and Council.
oh, Mayor and
Okay,
Council. Mayor and
you're
Council March 17th meeting. So I'll send that out or add it in the chat. Well, it's good to know that it seems that Mayor and Council is going along with your reasonable rates going up. So that's good
Which is
news.
really, which to be honest is really good because there's a lot of departments that are going out for increases. I mean, there's, you got transportation, you got parks and recs. So I'm sure everyone's been hearing about, pickleball, and everything. So there's a lot of us that are going out for rates, and thank God we've kind of been at that. But you know what? ES needs that rate, so it hasn't really been questioned too much, to be honest with you.
Good.
And I don't know if Jose had fresh and bulky to talk about on his agenda. I'll try and look for the agenda. I can't find that if it was posted anywhere.
Oh, okay. Well,
No, he doesn't have vote. He doesn't have BNB.
if
Okay, so if he doesn't have that on there, so I'm going to cover that briefly. The brush and bulky program. We've been trying to really promote the on-demand program going forward. We're going to put a halt on the on-demand program. We're going to spend probably the next 6 months, hopefully in the next month or two, we'll prepare communications for mayor and council and the city manager on the old program, the new program, and the pros and cons of both, and see what direction they would like to give us going forward. And the reason we're going to do that is because this window of opportunity for training and starting the program is closing on us really fast. And we need anywhere between 8 months to a year to really develop and stand up the program, because there's a lot of outreach. If for a reason they choose that they would like us to go forward, then it's best that we shoot put a target date of January of 2028. If they say yes, we want to go on demand, then we'll target 2028. So that being said, we're putting a lot of strain on our staffing to do the pilot program of the on-demand and the brush and bulky. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually stop the on-demand program for areas 19 and 25 on January 1 of 27, which will return back to our previous program, which is everybody's going to be on the schedule for twice a year pickup. So 19 and 25 are going to go back into a normal scheduled twice a year collection pickup.
I'm glad to
Interesting.
hear that because I've been getting lots of confusion. People asking me questions, very confused, and I was confused too about where this whole program was. So I'm glad that you're going to make it a more, this is what's happening, and we're looking forward, and then what's actually going to start next. So I think it's a
Yeah,
good
thanks,
plan.
Margo. Yeah, I think that's what we need to do. We kind of do a little reset. I think one thing, unfortunately, with council really decided late in the program to initiate it, and I think it was really getting too late, almost December, when they said, "Yeah, let's do the program." And to be totally honest, I think it really kind of sets up the program for failure because it doesn't allow you the time to prepare for it and educate for it and gather all the resources so that you can be a real productive program and share the program. Because I don't think the program, the way we're running it today, after we've had a chance to review it, is really giving a good indicator of what the program does. The program actually here should be able to offer that service, weekly, but yet the program pilot can only be offered every other week. So that right there alone, right off the bat, doesn't, really give you a good indicator how the program's working. So I think on and we said we were going to be taking phone calls when customers were ready to have the program start up, and we were doing that as well. So there's some things that we've seen that we could probably do a little bit different and improve the program. Not that it's not a bad program, it's a good program. It's just that how we set up, the logistics of providing that service needs to be a little bit more in line. So that's my real quick recap as far as director's update. Short and sweet.
Thank you. All right. Let's go ahead and we're gonna go over the Murph report with Christina.
Hello.
Or are you okay? They have you under waste diversion.
Share my screen. So here we are. You can see that the material commodity prices, were mostly increases. tonnages, we just kind of stay right there about 1700, 1800 tons a month, sometimes go up to 2000. But and our contamination still stays very low, so we will be having another audit in the first week of June. So hopefully we'll see things go, but I mean it's good that we've been able to reduce the contamination. Certainly haven't seen that, in years past where we were up to almost 30%, and then in it was 2024 we first saw a big dip, and then of course in 2025 we saw even more. So, any questions?
I've got a question on the paper. Do you know what they're producing? Is it a mixed paper, or is it some kind of grade of, I don't know,
I
what is
think
it, the 56?
it's mixed paper.
It's mixed paper. That looks like it with the price being so low.
I wanted to ask about the mixed glass. What was happening with the cost of fuel to carry the glass up to Phoenix? I noticed in March it actually went down from February. Is that just because we haven't caught up with the gas increases yet, or what's? Yeah,
Yeah,
April was
because
the big month for that, I guess.
So I expect we'll see an increase next month.
Okay. And then the aluminum was supposed to be being impacted. I see that sitting at the same. The big drop was the old newspaper and other paper, so from 30 to 8. Been a long time since it's been down to 8.
Right.
I think
Yeah,
that's the different grade, isn't it? When you're going, you're making a number. I can't remember the number, Christina. You might know it. A number 58 is a grade of recycled paper, and then the next step below that is mixed paper, and that's just kind of the lowest grade.
Yeah, and we're definitely doing mixed paper. If there's just not enough,
Oh.
paper has really gone down.
Interesting.
Just in the type of paper, because I mean, back in the day it was mostly like ONP, and now it's just such a mix of
Of
everything,
flyers
office, but
and junk
yeah,
mail.
mostly flyers and junk mail.
Yeah.
Yeah, junk mail for sure.
So,
okay. All
that is
right.
it.
Any other questions?
Okay.
Thank you. All right. So we're going to go to item five, landfill and compliance. And let's see, there's Frank.
Can everyone hear me? I want to make sure my.
Yep.
Okay,
Good.
good. I just have some general updates on just landfill operations that I wanted to share. This month, earlier, we in April, actually, we started, we rented a grinder. We talked about green waste too and our green waste diversion efforts. This time, we have quite a bit of material piled up for grinding, and we did bring a new unit in. We rent these,
And
and for 1 month, we rented this for 1 month, and so we've been operating and grinding. This is the fourth week, but we've pretty much have completed that. The good news is that the bad news is that we have to rent it, and it costs us about $65,000 to rent the unit for 1 month. The good news is that we did grind over 3,000 cubic yards of clean green waste, which is used in our composting. In addition to that, we also ground up 5,000 cubic yards of what we call coarse mulch, or mulch that we use on our slopes. And that's mostly to help us with erosion control. And there another update that I want to share is
Oh, one quick second.
go ahead.
Have you been distributing mulch? I've been looking for places where it's been
Yes,
dumped.
it's being distributed to primarily to the community gardens, but I believe
Okay.
community gardens.
Okay.
But I believe that there was some also to, I don't keep track of that. That's kept track. Lisa keeps track of that. Lisa will tell. But I
Okay.
believe that they do put out an announcement every time there's going to be compost and mulch being dropped off so that the participants in the food waste at home are aware and they can pick some up if they like to. I can follow up and ensure that those emails and messages are going out.
Okay. Yeah, I've been looking for some
Okay.
more mulch. So
And
I just haven't seen it pop up.
you can always reach out to myself or
Okay.
Jose Garcia out here, who runs our compost, and just ask us, and he'll let
Where's the mulch?
us know where it's where it
Okay.
is. We got efforts there for it.
Okay.
But reach out.
I always look at the newsletters from the ward offices. A lot of times they give you that information.
Thank you. Right. So moving on to my next update on operations, I did want to share a little bit about our the compaction rates and our the life Our current life in this lab will be because we just completed the study. Every year we do an aerial flyover to do a survey of the landfill to see how much waste we've actually put in place.
Oh.
We know the tonnage as it comes in, but then this study helps us determine how well we're doing with compaction and how well we're doing and using up our airspace. So from April, January 10th of 2025 through February of this year, when we did our aerial, we did an aerial in 2025 and did another one now, and that's how we compare where we're at with the landfill. So that showed us that we actually brought in about, I think, 112,000 tons of waste. And with our compaction from our compactors and what our operators do daily in managing the waste, we are at about 1,412 pounds per cubic yards. That's our compaction rate. We're actually doing, we're doing decent. We're in the upper level, and this is the feedback that I got back from our consultants, SCS engineers, is that we're at the upper level of where other landfills similar to ours are doing. Of course, compaction rates can go all the way up to 1800, and that's usually the max. And that's usually impossible to achieve. But there are some landfills that are operating around 1500 to 1600 pounds per cubic yard. Well, so we're not too far off. We're at 1412. And our goal and my goal for the next year will be to try to increase that, to try to get closer to the 1500 if possible. And there's different ways that we can do that by ensuring that we have, we're operating our compactors continuously. But we also have GPS. So the GPS also helps us track every day how our operators are doing with their compaction. So with that rate, that 1,400 pounds per cubic yard, that gives us approximately 44 years of life for this landfill. And that's everything that we have currently permitted. So it does not include any additional waste cells that we're planning to include or to add. It's just basically what we have currently permitted to do. So 44 years, if you think about it, that takes us out to 2070. It's not a lot of time, which is why diversion is very important, and we're engaging into a lot of the green waste diversion. And then soon we're going to start looking into additional diversion efforts of other materials that we can pull out. Then just a quick note for everyone, we do have an HSW collection this Saturday coming out of Community College downtown. And it's our last one for until September. So if you remember, we have a 3 month hiatus that we take during the hottest months of the year. So we won't be doing HSW remote collections in June, July, or August.
What's the date again?
For this one,
Yeah, the downtown.
May 9th.
Okay, nights, okay.
May 9th, we'll set. And then after that, the next one will be September 12th.
Where do they do it downtown?
It's in the Pima Community College.
Oh, okay.
And this is just a one-off because we normally do this collection at the is it Ward 5, which is Grant and 6-7, I believe, in that area. Is that right, Christina? Ward 5?
What was that, Frank?
The collection that we normally do at this one we're doing at Pima Community College downtown, but we normally do Like I remember, is it Ward
The
Five?
Ward 3 one, oh,
Ward.
Ward 3 one is usually at Jacobs Park, but they're
Ward Three.
doing construction. Ward 3. Ward 5 will do it at, usually we do it at the rodeo grounds or else at the rodeo park if there's something going on at the rodeo grounds.
Thank you. So as I was saying, this one's just a one-off, and then we'll go back to the Jacobs Park collection site.
Okay.
That's all I have. Unless you have any other questions, then I can certainly update on other operational issues.
We've got a question. So, how many tons a day does Los Reales accept then?
So we're roughly right now around anywhere between 2,500 and 2,800 tons per day.
A day. And then for your compaction ratio, does that include your daily cover also?
It does.
It does. So do you track that by the yard also and back that out? Or do you include the dirt with the compaction ratio?
So we just include it with the compaction ratio. We don't back it out because the primary reason is to do the compaction rate is to see what, how we're doing.
Yeah.
But we do also get a ratio of soil to waste. And that just basically tells us if we're over using soil, cover soil. And so
Yeah.
that's another way that we can improve our compaction rate.
Is there, do you guys have a dirt stockpile there from your excavation? Is
We
there one around Los Reales?
don't have necessarily a stockpile. We
No?
have a borrowed pit.
You're just out of the excavation is where you're getting your daily cover from.
Correct.
Gotcha.
From our daily excavation, so we don't pile it up unless we pile it up at the working phase. And once we have a lift ready, then we cover, we push
Right.
the soil.
And that's your daily requirement 6 inches.
Yes, right.
And then for the side slopes, it's what, 3 feet of cover?
No, it's not 3 feet.
For
It's
your exterior slopes is what I'm asking. I'm
for the
curious.
intermediate cover.
No, your final cover on the outside slopes?
Final cover. That's going to be 24 inches.
2 feet. Okay. Just curious. Thank you.
We don't have any final cover. You're probably aware of that everything out here is. It can still be used for fill, and so all we have an intermediate cover completing throughout all the our current footprint.
Okay, so you don't have any completed outside slopes?
No, we don't.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
Sure.
Thank you.
What's,
Oh, Margo's got a
yeah.
question.
How about updates on the gas and wells and all that business?
Yeah, I can give you a quick update on the landfill gas. Are you talking about the
Yes, landfill gas.
notice of violations or the EPA issues or just in general?
Well, I guess yes, the EPA
Okay.
negotiations. You were going to go to San Francisco, I think. I know I missed last time, so maybe you
Okay.
did again.
Right. Yeah. So last time I'm pretty sure I updated that. Carlos,
Carlos.
Assistant City Manager Christina Swallow and Chopa, the Assistant City Attorney, went to San Francisco for that meeting. It went well, my understanding, and we're currently finishing up the response to the findings of violation from the EPA. The bottom line is that it doesn't sound like the city will get out of any fines. There will be some fines, more than likely, to pay for the findings of violation for the EPA. We're in compliance. We have been in compliance since 2024, from that first inspection. And we've shown we have records of that, and we've basically been continuously doing our surface emission monitoring and our penetrations monitoring. On top of that, we've had PEMA DEQ come out and inspect our site too, and we've received compliance notices and certifications from them, from their inspections. And I can't remember the exact date, but the EPA and PDEQ came back out right before, I think it was 2 weeks before the meeting up in San Francisco. And again, we received good reports from that inspection. No exceedances were detected when they were out here. And so we've also received compliance certification from PEMA DEQ for that inspection. We're continuously updating our system. We're working with SES engineers right now for the final phase two improvement plan, which is going to dictate and tell us where we need to add more wells if we need to, or additional equipment if we need to do any repairs or replacements of the flare system. It's basically a comprehensive evaluation of our whole system. And from that, then we're going to start implementing additional improvements to the system, to the natural gas system.
Okay, thank you. And I think we're getting the meetings recorded and posted on our site, so you might be able to just bring that up and listen to it, Margo,
Yeah,
from last week.
good point.
Because he spent a lot of time, Carlos spent a lot of time on it.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go to let's see, where are we? Collections. Item seven, collections, and
I'm
see,
here.
there you are. There's Jose.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. How's everybody doing? I just want to throw out there before I go with the recruitments and the and also with the OPCS, just to let you guys know that the Waste and Recycling Workers Week is approaching next month, and I think it's a 6-8 June 8th, correct, Brittany? I think that was the date. So June 8th, right now we're meeting.
The next week,
Is it what, the
June
following?
5th or June 15th.
Oh, okay, 50, okay, I had it wrong. So yeah, June 15th, we're going to be celebrating the Waste and Recycling Workers Week. Right now we're getting together trying to find out what can we do for these guys. Can we get them food, something to give back to them, to recognize them, that's from the collections to the landfill to the admin. So we're working on that, and that's coming up pretty soon. So hopefully, it's going to be a good turnout for that. But going with the recruitment update, so we're finally completed with the that's going to be the operators and the workers. Now,
Okay.
for the operators, we have as at this time right now, we have 10 available positions. 22 candidates were invited to the interview. 21 candidates interviewed, and then 21 candidates were placed on the eligibility list. So all the candidates have been notified of their status. We're just waiting for the next process, trying to get these at least those available positions are filled in. When it comes down to the workers, we have right now 6 available positions. We have 17 candidates, 16 candidates interviewed, and 16 will
Wow.
be placed on the eligibility list. We are looking at that when it comes to the operators, there's a couple guys that are going to be retiring here within this year, so it's a good candidates that we have on the that'll be on the list for a year. Hopefully, we can get those guys in pretty quick. I know with the hiring process, it takes pretty long, and we've been trying to shorten it up. I was talking to some of the guys that are coming in, they're taking anywhere from 3 to 5 months just to get hired on. So Yeah, and that's basically, it's kind of out of our hands, you know. That comes down to more of HR, you know, submitting the workday, and then also with the background checks and those guys doing their, you know, the physicals before they start. So hopefully, this one, you know, goes by pretty quick, and we can get those people hired on. Was it expected to, man, extending offers? Yeah, so one of the things that they'll be doing there, you know, as soon as they get, you know, they're going to start notifying of when they should be hired. So the process is already on the move. So we anticipate extending the offers here mid next week at the latest. That's what kind of what we're looking at. I'm not sure if you guys are aware, or I think of we've ever talked about it, the homeless work program, OPCS, that
Yeah.
Old Pueblo Community Service. Just wanted to, you know, I know we haven't talked about it in a while, so I just wanted to give you a quick update. So one of the things that I was asking them, you know, because they do have three crews with 7 to 8 personnel that are working with them, and they're going out there, you know, helping us out with certain locations where we're having difficulties, you know, where they're basically illegally dumping. So I'm going to share my screen with you guys real quick, so that way you guys can more or less see what, where is it at?
How many are in a crew?
They have anywhere from 7 to 8 per crew.
Okay.
Yeah, and they got three crews that are out there.
Good.
Am I able to share, Brittany?
I made you a co-host. Let me sh make you again. Okay, try again.
Okay. Let me know if you guys are able to see that.
There, yep.
There we are.
Yeah, so one of the things that we've been doing with them, we have a lot of locations here with, you know, throughout the whole city where we're having issues, you know, of illegal dumping. And so what they do, they instead of us sending our brush and bulky crews, they're going out there, and you know, as you can see, they have team one, team two, and team three. Now I'm only showing you the team one. So we have a crew that's working on the south side, and then we have another crew that's working on the north side, and then another one in the centralized. So we've got all the locations, and basically, you know, if you notice, like on Wednesday the first, you know, they're going to go to the rodeo wash. We've been having a lot of issues out there. They take care of, you know, and everything's being handled. It so, you know, those guys, you know, they're putting in some work out there. So because everything is being handled, it's not like our brush and bulky that are out there, you know, with the skid steers. They don't have that. So everything's being handled, being put into bags. They go to the landfill. They dump out. Right now, they're averaging 36 sites per month when operating with three crews. With three crews. What is it? Many of the locations require weekly service due to heavy dumping and litter. What is it? The year to date right now, they've collected over 47 tons. And that's, like I said, they're handling everything. They got little trade, you know, they got trailers, and then they have trailers that we own, but they're using them. They got a port-a-john, you know, they got the van where they put all the workers in there. They've been working out real good with us. You know, they're helping us out. You know, instead of us doing the work, they're going out there and actually taking care of a lot of these sites. One of the things that they do on Fridays, whenever Steve Laturco, if he has a team up to clean up, he'll take them out there with them, so that way, you know, they can help out with those team up to cleanups. But so far, I mean, they're working pretty good. You know, especially, you know, when they're limited with equipment wise, when it comes down to, you know, any skitchers, or so everything's just being handled. But so far, you know, been working on that. I'm not sure if you guys have any questions about the homeless work program or.
So the people come from, is this the one that the Ward 5 council member started?
Yes.
Do the people just sort of show up and then you put them together in a crew, or do they come every day? What's the interface with the folks?
Yeah, that I'm aware of. I know they do physicals, before they come on board and actually work with the crew. They give them the opportunity to go out there. How they're being paid, I'm not too sure. If it's cash or if I believe it's a debit card that they get. So, if they go out there for one day, I believe that they're paying them in that debit card at the end of the week. It gets debited to their account. But yeah, they when they're going out there and actually making contact with some of these homeless camps. They offer them, hey, look, this is what we got this program. At least to get you back on your feet. And some take it, some don't, but it's been working out pretty good for them. So they got a high turnaround too with different people. And I think they're only allowed so many hours to work. So, but yeah, that's how I know that they're processing them. I know, like I said, they have I'm not sure if it's El Rio, but they got different they have to go through the whole medical process in order to work with them also.
Okay.
And who the agency is, the Old Pueblo Community
Community
Services?
services, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
It's a lot of washes, I guess.
Yeah, that and most of them is I wish we could have kept, and that's one of the things that me and Pat talk about, Area 25. You guys have seen the pictures that's over on the south side with the illegal dump. A lot of that stuff still happens, but not as much, trying to keep them with the on-demand because we haven't heard that much from that Area 25 because it's cut down big time on the illegal dumping. But we have a couple of areas that they still go out there and they still check out weekly or every other week.
And the bags, they're putting the stuff you said into bags. Are you
Yeah.
using those re the bags from the breweries, or are you using
Yes.
plastic bags?
Yeah. When they go with La Turco, they do use the from what was it? You just mentioned it from
The
the
brewery. They
yeah, the
use bags
brewery,
from
yeah.
the breweries, yeah.
Yes, when they do the team up to clean us. But for the most part, I mean, they pick up so much stuff out there that, we have to use the plastic ones. And they use the big
Okay.
55-gallon bags, where they can carry and they can drag some of the stuff into the trailers.
Yeah, so they use the great big black bags that,
Yes.
yeah, that do that.
Yeah.
And do they have picker uppers, or they, you
Oh,
know,
yeah. No, yeah. We
yeah,
buy them with a lot of that stuff. So they'll come in here whenever
gloves and
they're needed, gloves. They got rakes, they got brooms, shovels, cones, they everything that that they need in order to get the taken care of.
so I noticed like Rodeo Wash was on the 1st and then again on the 20th in the same area. So some areas you're having to go back like every 3 weeks, 2 weeks.
Yes, yeah, because these are our areas that it's just constantly. It just happens. It just happens. I think people are so used to that they know that they're going to go there and they basically illegal dump there. So,
Wow.
Well, thanks for filling us in on that.
welcome.
Yeah. How much do they get paid? An hour, or is it just?
I'm not too sure, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
If I, you know what, I might have a, I'll look it up while the meeting is on, and if I
Okay.
find it, I'll let you know.
Okay. Any other questions? Nope. Okay. So let's move on to future agenda items.
Chris, I think we still have public outreach.
Public outreach.
Oh, what did I do? Oh, sorry. Okay, we do.
I thought
So
you were
let's.
going to skip me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's
It's
fine.
because you were number four. You need to rattle my cage. Thank you.
No biggie. Couple things. So we had those public town halls about the rate increases. There were six of them, one in each of the wards, and then two virtuals. the most attended where they interacted with us was at Clements, that Ward 4. Of course, we didn't have a huge number of people at any of them, but the biggest concern that people expressed was on the Clean City fee. They don't feel like it should be paying for programs that support the homeless encampment cleanups, homeless work program. And we just told them, well, if we don't do it, what's going to happen? What's the city going to look like? And Carlos' analogy is always, because they were like, well, they should pick up after themselves. And so, but if people, and Carlos always tells us this, if people did what they were supposed to do, we wouldn't need police. We can't just let things sit out there without doing something. And I talked to them and said, we also have issues with illegal dumping, and that is not the homeless that are doing that. So, anyhow, other than that, we didn't really get a lot of concerns about the fee increase. So then the other thing, I hadn't ever shared with you the statistics on the Team Up to Clean Up program, which Steve Laturco is the coordinator for. He has done so much outreach with the neighborhoods and with other groups. But let me share my screen. So he started in 2023. And that year, we had 74 events, collected 1,873 bags of trash and 3,477 labor hours. In 2025, we were 445 cleanup events, 16,000, almost 17,000 bags collected, and more than 12,000 hours. So, he's really, really expanded the program. And, what can I say? The numbers kind of speak for themselves.
That's wonderful. Congratulations. Good.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Yeah, a lot of outreach on that because I see it in papers and reports from the ward offices and so people are getting the message.
Yes, and he's out there. He goes to neighborhood meetings, and there's groups from the university that have reached out that want to participate, like people from the athletic department, and as well as sororities and fraternities. So there's that U of A building over here by us at Marketplace, the refinery. And they even had a group of people that said they just wanted to clean up and in the area around their office. So, it just we just recently started something with the community food bank. So there's just all these organizations out there. I just want to share this great program with you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
It's good news. Okay.
And then,
Let's
were you going to tell us about the
the poster.
recycling the posters?
Yeah.
Oh.
I said, well, there were some. Where did I see it? Was it in the paper today?
No, it was in the NewsNet that came out.
NewsNet. Okay,
Just
because I haven't seen
it
it.
came out today. So we had, we used to do the truck poster contest every year, and we had to stop in 2020. And we just brought it back. I don't know if Brittany, do you have a picture of the winning that you could share?
I'm trying to remember. I saw a
It's
picture
on
of,
NewsNet. There are a whole lot of
a
pictures.
group of them.
Yes, there they are. Well, that's before it's unveiled. Up a little bit.
Yeah,
There's
there
the
they are.
poster.
That's what I saw.
Yeah. So, and that was the young lady. We were out there last Friday doing the reveal, and our crew was out there. So, yeah, it was a really good event.
Looks like you
We
had
had,
lots of kids that came to watch, or a lot of participants.
well, they
People out
brought
there.
out the whole sixth grade. So she's a sixth grader, and then they're going to get a pizza party on Monday of next week. So, yeah, they had quite a few. The teacher whose class she was in had them. They all had to do it. They didn't all have to submit it, but they all had to create a poster. So, and it was nice because Paul Cunningham came out and he did the presentation. And he also told her that he's got a group of high school students who are going to be working on a mural in a park in Ward 2, and they're going to be getting paid. So he's going to have her join that group.
Wonderful.
Yeah, because
Yeah.
she's good.
Really good.
Yeah, it was a very nice the idea of the, I don't know, like a film is what I made me think of right away.
Yeah,
Sort of
that's what.
sash or film or,
It
and then
was
the,
film, like
like a
a
film.
real yeah. So
Are there a certain number of trucks that get
it's gonna
her?
it'll be on two trucks.
Two trucks.
Two trucks.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And is that person next to her the principal of the school that was just there, a sort of youngish man?
Well, that's yeah, the in
That was
the
the
court.
teacher.
Oh, the teacher. Okay. And who are the two women that are doing the big arms? Oh.
I think those are just kids.
Those are a group of kids.
Oh,
Yeah.
these? Oh,
Her
okay.
friends.
Oh, what
Yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's
Nice
really cool.
support. Yeah, that's really
Yeah.
nice
Like
support.
that.
Yeah.
This is on our p public Flickr page. I'll share the link.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it's nice for you guys to have some fun sometimes.
It's a fun program, so it was nice to get back to it.
Yes. Good.
Yeah.
Good to do
Good.
that. Yeah. And well, good then.
Okay, and I didn't mean to skip you. So, all right.
Anything coming up? Any or
Summertime's pretty slow, but we will have some back to school bashes, so we're trying to figure out when those are going to be so we can plan for them. And then as Jose said, we've got the Waste and Recyclers Worker Week coming up, so we're pretty involved with that. Yeah, just staying busy.
And anything about Earth Day, or did you already
You
report
know,
on
I
that?
will tell you that this year the Children's Museum canceled the Earth Day, the community event.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So that was kind of, the Earth Day Planning Committee that I am part of, we'd done it for years over in Reed Park, and then as all the volunteers, had gotten
Yeah.
older, so there was a connection made with the community, the Children's Museum, and they did a great job with it for a few years.
Yeah.
But this year they just said we're going in a different direction and we're not doing it.
Huh.
There was something at the zoo, wasn't there?
Yes, there.
Yeah.
So there was Party for the Planet,
Yeah.
and so since that was that kind of took the place of the regular Earth Day, we were there with the compost cats. I wasn't there because that was the day of one of the town halls, so I had to be at that. But yeah, we were out there, and we will continue to participate with the park.
So you're going to go back to the park again with tables and things, or?
I don't know. And I honestly, without having like younger people come in and want to take it over, all of us are either retired or close to it.
Oh no. That's true. Oh, and I saw Trevor at the mayor and council meeting, the last one for the compost cats. So that was nice for them to
Yes,
get
for the two,
recognized.
and for the two businesses that are doing such an
Yeah.
excellent job with the food waste, the zoo and
Zoo.
Raging Sage. So,
Oh, good.
yeah, some fun.
Yep.
Okay. Any other questions? We'll just move on to future agenda items. Anyone?
I'd like to, can we add, as a Robert Urbino, give you a quick update on the for safety? I know we had him here a couple of
Oh
months ago.
yeah.
If we can add him for the next meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, and I wanted to bring up something. How is the recycle coach going? Because I've sent three messages to have my trash can and recycle bin replaced because the hinges are broken on the tops. And I'm still waiting. I
Did
mean,
you
they
see?
said they were going to come last Monday and the Monday before, and I didn't know if it just takes a long time or
How did you report it?
I used the recycle coach.
So,
And I just did another one today, my third one.
right. I will. In all honesty, our customer service, our internal customer service team has been backed up on those. We did bring in some temps to help catch up. So
Okay.
I can definitely see if we can get more of a precise date for when yours is going to get replaced.
Yeah.
Is
And
Cash still?
we usually get an update on that, on how well it's doing.
Yeah, with
There's,
trash cans,
yeah.
they usually replace it pretty quickly. Recycle is usually, a week, but that's after the work order's been created. So, I can definitely look into that.
Hey Chris, I have a question on that. When you submitted in the recycle coach, did it give you a response saying that in 2 weeks, 1 week, did it give you some sort of date?
No. And I sent a picture too. The first one must have gotten lost somewhere. And so I did it the second time. And someone got back to me and they said, okay, so, leave your cans out. Okay, so bring the barrels out at night and then leave them there the next day. And no one came. And at first I thought it was because, I get pickup on the street behind my house, for that section of houses that I live on, and so I said that. I said, "Well, you gotta go around back. They're not collected in the front, so because we have another street behind our houses."
Gotcha.
So,
Okay.
yeah. So.
Okay. I had one in my neighborhood where the can was actually broken in half and both halves were lying there on the ground. And I was just watching to see how long it took. And it took almost 2 weeks for them to get a new can.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't know who reported it. I was going to, and then I kept forgetting to do it. So.
Okay. Well, I usually do recycle coach because, I don't like to make phone calls and
Well, 311 should get it too.
oh, I just don't have a good relationship with 311. I
Chris.
call them for the homeless problems we have in my neighborhood and It's kind of frustrating, so.
Chris, I will get
Okay.
back to you on your order, but we can probably do a recycle coach. We can add that on just so to look at the stats.
Yeah, I'd like to see the stats. Yeah.
And then another item for a future agenda is the Trevor, you can let us know when a good time is to put on the U of A waste diversion
Yeah.
numbers.
That's a great question. Definitely not June. We may have numbers by July, but we are working with a new-ish sort of community partner. So I don't know how long it will take to get final numbers, but we could throw it on to July or August if we cancel July. I don't actually, I have not looked at what the schedule looks like, but after June.
So do you have it all set up? Do you have helpers again or?
We do. My team is helping more so again on the non-perishable side, and a few other small things. We're working with Ace Recycling, which was started by the previous owner of Suburban Miners, and this year they will take pretty much anything that is not broken or otherwise has reached the end of its useful life. So they are even looking at taking mattress pads and other sorts of things. And their goal is to sell what they can, and hence the rummage sales. And then anything that they can't sell or give away, the second day of the rummage sale will be everything that's left is free. Then they're going to do their best to hold and sell later or recycle. So they're trying to do as much as they possibly can this year, and we're going to see how things go.
Good. Good. What's the publicity like? Is there?
We've pumped out a few things, and it's getting picked up by local news stations. I know that my colleague in housing and their sustainability programs is also doing at least one interview. So it's the word's getting out there slowly but surely. Feel free to share the link that I also put in the chat earlier with anyone that you all know.
Good.
Okay.
And then last item to think about is our summer hiatus. Which month or we're planning on taking a break for July's waste diversion meeting. Does that sound good for
Okay.
everybody?
Sure.
Because it would be July 1st.
Yeah.
Or do you guys not? Last year fell closer to 4th of July. I'm just letting you know what for full ESAC and waste diversion, we kind of staggered it. Full ESAC took off one
June.
month, and right, and waste diversion took off the other month. I'll talk to you later,
Okay.
June.
And what about the bifusion?
We'll have Frank, we'll add that to the next meeting. There's
There's
no dates yet for
no
ribbon cutting.
date. Okay. Because the last I heard was July. Okay.
So we're saying there'll be a meeting for June 3rd, which I should still be here for, so that's fine.
Okay. All right. No call to audience, and go to item 10, adjournment, and it's 4:08. And this was a good meeting. Thank you.
Very good. Yeah.
Chris, if you want to stay on.
Oh, sure.
But thanks everybody. Nice seeing you
Thank you.
guys.
Thank
Thank
you,
you. Thank
everyone.
you.
Bye. Bye now.
Good
Good night.
night.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.